Hello everyone, let's continue series day 2, sixth topic, giving gifts. The first question is, when do people give gifts or present in your country? Actually, in my country, we mostly give gifts to other on a special day like a birthday, a wedding ceremony or an anniversary day. It is a widely followed custom to exchange gifts during the Christmas holidays. You know, we often buy gifts for a classmate or a colleague or a teacher on their farewell days. Besides, we often buy candies to children and flowers to our relatives whenever we visit their house. Okay? So, my next question is, do you ever take a gift when you visit someone in their home? Oh yeah, actually I mostly often buy a gift on such an occasion. I do it as it is a broadly followed convention in our country. And the idea of giving a host some sort of gifts is really exciting. And especially when the host loves the gift. Besides it is a token of appreciation and a good gestures as a guest in my country. Okay. Next question, when did you last receive a gift? Well, that's an interesting question and it reminds me of a gift that a close friend of mine gave me a few weeks ago. Actually, my friend Maria went to Italy last November to visit her grandparents and after she returned, she gave me a perfume which is made in Italy. A Gucci perfume that she gave me was very expensive and I really appreciate her gift. Well, next question. Do you enjoy looking gift for people? Yeah, actually, most of the time I love to browse different shops to find a suitable gift for someone who I care for. Actually, finding a suitable gift and then getting the item can be a bit time consuming, but it represents our care and love for the person we are presenting the gift. And moreover, if the person likes the present, the time we spend to find it worth every second of it. Okay. Next question, topic related to games. The first question is, what games are popular in your country? Actually, people in my country are crazy about cricket. You will find most of the youths playing cricket in the evening. Among the indoor games, people love to play chess and cards most of the time. Finally, these days, computer games are highly popular among the young children also. Okay. Do you play any games? Oh yes, actually I like to play badminton most of the time. Cricket was and still is my favorite sports. But I can't manage time to practice cricket in the evening because of my hectic schedule. Actually, I'm a great fan of chess and I often visit a few of my friends who are also passionate about playing chess. Sometimes a single chess match between me and my friend takes multiple days to finish. Okay. My next question for you is, how do people learn to play chess in your country? Actually, I think most of the people in my country learn to play different games in their childhood and their family, their classmates and their friends have a great role in teaching. Young children often mimic elders and play games that are popular in their area. And those who are serious about sports and want to become professional sportsmen often get admitted to different training institutes to develop their skills. Okay. Do you think it's important for people to play games? Oh yes, I do believe that sports and games are vital for a balanced life. Games are highly entertaining and beneficial for our health. Many games are helpful for children's physical and cognitive developments. Games also teaches them sports, important skills like how to be a team member and develops their decision-making capabilities. Okay. My next topic related to telephoning. First question, how often do you make telephone calls? Actually, I do not use a landline that much except for some official purposes, but I use a mobile phone very extensively and daily. I use the mobile phone to make or receive calls, send or receive text messages, and sometimes to use the internet. I often play games on my mobile phone and listen to my favorite music. That is scarcely any day when I do not use my mobile phone. Okay, that's great. Next question, who do you spend the most time talking on the phone? Well, it's an interesting question. I believe that would be my mom. Actually, she's very close to me and starts worrying if she doesn't hear from me for more than a few hours. She calls me a few times each day whenever I am out and I can tell her virtually anything. For these reasons, she is the person I spend the most time talking to on a phone or a mobile phone. Oh, great. Next question. When do you think you will make a next phone call? Definitely, I will call to my mom after I leave the examination hall and to let her know that I am fine and my exams went so very well. I will call her as I'm sure she is eagerly waiting to hear from me and to know how well I had performed in the examination. Okay. Do you sometimes prefer to send a text message instead of telephoning someone? Yeah, actually. Sometimes sending a text message is more convenient and makes more sense than calling someone. For instance, if I am in meeting or in crowded place, I would prefer SMS than phone calls. Moreover, if I need to send an address or a number or any email ID, I would rather send a text message than to call the intended recipient. Okay. Next question and the topic related to your friends. My first question, do you prefer to have one particular friend or a group of friends? Oh, well, actually, it's a tough question to answer, but I'll try. Naturally, I would like to have a group of friends from my school, my neighborhood, and a few online friends. But someone truly special would become my best friend. One particular friend who I believe would be truly great friend and completely reliable is hard to find actually. But if find, then will remain my buddy for a long time, while many other friends would be for a short span of time and come and go. It happens. Next question. Do you think it's important to keep in contact with friends you know as a child? Oh yeah, actually I think childhood friends are special in a sense. We make friends during this phase of life very innocently and without any expectations from them. Besides, childhood memories are truly special and our childhood friends are a part of these reminiscences. So keeping in touch with those buddies are very important. However, from a practical point of view, having regular contact with all childhood friends is actually not possible. So we lose contacts with many of them as we grow older day by day. Okay, what makes a friend into a good friend according to you? I believe it takes some time, common interest, and similar mentality to bring friends even closer. We make many friends in our life and some of them become close friends as they prove through their activities that we can trust them and share anything with them. Okay, last topic for today, musical instrument. First question, which musical instrument do you like listening to the most? Actually, I mostly like the sound of piano. The note that a piano produces is so delightful and melodious. It soothes the ear and refreshes my mind. The guitar is perhaps my second most preferred musical instrument, and it is widely used with most of the music types. Okay, have you ever learned to play musical instrument? Actually, I once tried to master the skill of playing the guitar. I even got admitted to a music school to learn to play the guitar, but could not finish the whole course. I can play some music, basic tones of music in the guitar, but yeah, actually I accepted I'm not a skilled guitarist. Okay. Do you think children should learn to play musical instrument at school? Oh yes, actually I believe schools should have the facility for the interested students who want to learn to sing and play a musical instrument. But it should not be forced to all, according to me. If a child at school feels passionate about learning it, he or she should be given the choice to do so. Okay, last question. How easy would it be to learn or play a musical instrument without a teacher? Actually, I think it is quite impossible in the pre-internet era. However, the online courses and the interactive video tutorials make it a bit easier to learn a musical instrument like a guitar or a drum without the direct supervision of a mentor. Nevertheless, having a teacher is tremendously beneficial as he or she inspires to learn and also can be a role model for mastering the skills of playing a musical instrument. Okay, that is the end of this session. Thank you very much.